new thing. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to your daily devotional podcast, anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, where it reads, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, and today we explore her past. We're going to read here from John chapter 4, verses 16 to 20. Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet." Jesus digs into the Samaritan woman's past by starting with her present situation. She doesn't bring up her past. Jesus does. And even when he references her current situation with the man she's now with, she doesn't really want to engage with it directly. She doesn't argue with the facts that Jesus presents, but she does correctly identify Jesus as someone with prophetic ability. This is the uncomfortable part of the conversation. Jesus goes from the spiritual realm he's just been talking about before this section, from spiritual to confrontational. Jesus is not afraid of things getting uncomfortable as he moves the conversation to the personal arena. Now, we don't know the circumstances behind her marital mess, how much of it is to do with her, and how much of it is to do with the men is unknown. It's rather unlikely it's all one side or the other, is it? But what is clear is that there must be a great deal of pain in her life. And we notice that Jesus is not condemning here. She's talking to Jesus and moving in the direction of finding a new start in life. Jesus appears to be honoring this, not shying away from the difficult parts of the conversation that need to be had, but helping her to continue to move forward and not trap her in her past. Jesus knows that for the new to renew her, the past must be surfaced. As we go through the Christian life, there are things that we regret. There are sins we commit that we wish we had not. There's pain caused by our own sin to ourselves and others, and there are the scars of trauma that we experience. And I wonder, as we speak about this today, do you have any sin or any regrets or any pain or any trauma that you've been keeping hidden away in the dark? Does it need to come into the light in some way or other? Is there a conversation to have with somebody who sinned against you or that you have sinned against? And in fact, if you feel yourself rather stuck in your spiritual life right now and you can't see a way in which God is going to do a new thing in your life, might it be something in the dark that has not yet been spoken about that is preventing God from doing that new thing in your life? Today might be a good day to pray and to ask God to help you to surface anything that needs bringing into his light so that it can be transformed and you can enjoy a new thing, a new lease of spiritual life, a freshness to your walk with him and the joy that comes from having a clear conscience. Take that to God today and let him deal with it. And I hope that you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your whole world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.